So now he felt worse, and again he turned around the kriyas, torn begotten that he ripped. He tore around the kara kriya harina. He made a new kriya. That was matchila. They ripped the front of their shirt. That was enough. Now when he felt much worse now, Rebbe was nispin, they don't know the halacha, he turned the shirt around again, he turned the shirt around on the fresh side, and he made another kriya. He said, why? Omar, lach nashir derav, ol brichas mazen leg aminan. Our Rebbe was nispin, we don't know the halachas, ol brichas mazen. We don't know the shayla to make one kriya to everybody or not. As the Gemara of the Maisa was, after Yosu, Sab, an old man came, he got a parish of Bryce that said if 10 people sat down in one place, that one could be Maisi everybody. The spirit of our Mishnah says, Dafka Hasebul, Dafka would have to lie down. And he gave this for Terence. Tivan the Amri, Nezav Nechulachma Bedoich Plan, Hasebul Dami. You see, clear enough from the Bryce that since they made off Tid at this special spot, so when they got to that spot and sat down, that is called the Kriyas. And if that case, one person can be might see everybody. So if they're pushing the shallow from this case, like we said before.
You're holding off Mem Gimel Amar Aleph, four lines down but two dots. Hesei Buech and Nevorach. Down. So Mishnah again said, Hayu Yoshvin. If they were just sitting down to eat bread or drink yayin, each one makes his own bracha. Hasebo, when they lean down, then echen v'varach l'kulam. Then you can have that one makes the maitzi and is maitzi everybody. It's a lacha from hasebo. So b'mara omarav, loishono elapas deboyi hasebo. It's only when you come to make a bracha ha-maitzi on lechem, that if one wants to make the bracha for a few people, that it could only be maitzi them if they're all sitting and leaning down. In the times of the Gemara, they used to eat leaning down. That showed there were kaveya, one makam, they were all together, then it passed my bracha shpat to everybody. That's Rav's kula. When you come to drink yayin, and more than any other maichol, could be you don't need haseib at all. The chshivas of having haseib was only by pas, since it's a chashiv achilam, there were only kaveya when you eat together and lie down together. But Adbat Yayin doesn't need Haseba. Means by you have a few people drinking wine together, one can make the bracha for everybody, even though they're just standing. Rabbi Yechanan's machmen says, no, even Yayin, if one wants to make a bracha for the other people, it's only when they're all lying down and drinking. It means after sitting and leaning on the left side. Now this halacha of Haseba here is talking about where everybody knows how to make their own bracha. It's just as an Inyan from Roivam Hadras Melech. You have a few people together, it's an Inyan want to make the bracha for everybody. So that's only where you have a kviya, if you're all together in one place, then one can make a bracha for everybody. But let's say somebody doesn't know how to make a bracha, he doesn't know the Nusach HaBracha, then pshita at any time, one person could make a bracha for the other person. Or who adin b'dievet, if you want somebody to make the bracha for you for some reason, and the person doesn't make the bracha for you, if he's eating and you're eating, and he makes the bracha to be made to you, our din here is only metchila, where everybody could make and knows how to make their own bracha. When is there an inyan that one person should make the bracha for everybody? So saying it's only when you have haseba, when they're all eating together and leaning down, that's called the bikaveya. The Yerchin says yayin also needs haseba. You have to be drinking all the same place and lying down. Ikadiyam, another shita is Omarav. Loishonu ela pasta mahani le haseba. This shita Rav is very machmir, if I care. The only time that haseba helps is only by pas. It's only by bread, by hamoitzi, or such an Indian, one person can make the moitzi for a few people. But by other macholim and by shtia, everybody has to make their own bracha. That's providing they know how to make their own bracha. Avadi was saying, if somebody, the bur, doesn't know the bracha, then I can be moitzi him. But in the case where people know how to make their own brachas, it's only by pas that it helps haseba. Avayayin le mahani le haseba. But drinking yayin doesn't help haseba. That's not called the kriyas, because the pshat was people were not kaveya to drink wine together. So instead of each one's drinking his own yayin, I can't be made to you with the bracha. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, afilu yayin nami mahani le haseba. Rabbi Yechanan says, no, even by yayin also it helps haseba. So you need Haseva to be Moitzi. If you have a few people drinking yayin together and one wants to make the Baruch Priya Gofer to Moitzi everybody, it only helps when you have Haseva, when everybody is sitting and leaning down drinking together. Now Lalocha, the Mechaber is Mekel like Rav's first Shita that says only past you need Haseva. Anything else, even without Haseva, standing up and drinking, one person could be Moitzi the other person. But the Ramah is Machman, that's our minig, that usually we're not Moitzi one and the other. He says only Pas and Yain helps when you have Haseva. And it only helps Haseva for Pas and for Yain. Mashenkein for other papyrus, Kozuman people know how to make the bracha, and that's our minig, everybody makes their own bracha. We're not usually Moitzi, one person makes the bracha for other people. They're just coming to have a snack, or fruit, or even cake. We're not made that one should make the bracha for everybody else. We're machma like the Ramon, like the second Shita, only by Pas and Yayin is there such an Indian, one can be made to the other one, and it's also providing only you have Haseba. Now we spoke out, like Tosh before said, but Zman HaZeh, we don't need Haseba really to be lying down, because we don't eat lying down. But yes, it's enough yeshiva. As long as we're sitting down at the same table, that's called Bekeveya Mokim, and one person could be made to the other, the rest of the rabbin. So that's why Amal by Shabbos, by Lecha Mishnah, that the Baal Avos makes the Moitzi, the whole Bnei Bayis, that's okay. Since we're sitting down, we have our Seder, so then one can make the Moitzi for everybody. Well, Kiddush of the Shiloh, we'll soon see. Well, Tosfos speaks here, and the Tosfos goes on the next, we'll see the next tomorrow soon. Nikra Adin Tosfos says, now Lech has brought down that by Kiddush you should be sitting down. Since you want one person to be Moitzi, everybody, like this din, Yoni Yetzi with our Seder. So Shalom, on the Chassidim, on the Svarish people, they usually stand up. They have the Pikaboleri that by Kiddush it's shayach to have a Kviyas even though you're sitting up. Because Kiddush is something different. You're not allowed to eat until you make Kiddush, and that's the beginning of the meal. So everybody listens good. It's called a Kviyas even though you're standing. We'll soon see. Tosfos speaks out by Kiddush and Abdullah, you should be sitting down to have a Seder, one to be made to the other. That's another minyan. Mishnah brings down Lamaisa. We usually, very rarely, do we might see one the other with a brocha. We always know usually to make our own brochas. Just either by Kiddush or else by the Moitzi. For Lechem Mishnah and Shabbos, you make a Moitzi. And the reason he says is because when we might see one the other, you have to have kavana to listen to every word of the brocha and to know what he's saying. And we don't have such good kavana listening to somebody else. So if Avad, it's always better to make your own brochas with Manazir. Because you say it for yourself, then for sure you eat some. If you have to listen to somebody else, you have to hear every word and know what he's saying, it's not so easy. Right. Neisvei, for the Morakasha, says in the Mishnah, Braisa, Ketzad Seder HaSeder. What's the Seder, how you have HaSeder, people used to come in to eat a meal. Orchim Nichnosim. The Orchim, the guest, used to come into the house. So in the Sant, Rashi says, the Orchim here means Danim. So the Baal Avos made a big Suda, so he invited his own friends and his Bnei Beisoy. They were called Oyavov and Chaverim. The Orchim means he invited Aniyim also to come in. So they first came in, the Yoshvin and Agabis to Solom. They first sat down on the chairs, Agabi Kedroya, stools, Achiyichnesukulam. Until all of them came in. It was like the Smorgasbord. Before everybody came together, they had one room. They used to bring water to wash one hand. It's called Lech V'Yechel Noito Yoda. They used to wash only one hand. Achas, Noito Yoda Achas. Then, Bor Lehem Yain, they would bring for them wine. It's called Lech V'Yechel Mevorach Latzmai. Everybody would make their own bracha. One would make for everybody, everybody would make their own bracha. Then, afterwards, all of us table, then when everybody came to the Suda, then they went into the main dining room. They went in to eat. And there they made Haseba, they started to lean down. Then, Bor Lehem Mayim, they brought water a second time. Is Afal Pish called Echad V'Echad not the Yodi Achas, even though everyone washed already one hand, and that was an Indian, Tais says, our Tais is covered HaBrocha. It's such an Indian to wash your hands with one hand that you receive in the case of Yain to make the Brocha, has covered HaBrocha, Matkil, they washed one hand. Now they're going to eat, they have to wash both hands. Is Chazav not the Shte Yod, even though they washed already one hand, now they wash over again both hands. Now, Bolehem Yain, now B'Shaf Demet HaSeba, if they brought them wine a second time, is afal pisha kol echad v'yechad berach liyatzmai, even though each one made their own bracha before for themselves, now though that they have haseba, they're all leading down, echad mevorach l'kulam. One of them makes a bracha to everybody. You see, klal by yayin, you need haseva, and you see that haseva helps. Let's see Rashi. Rashi aviyul lehem mayim kachva yirgilim noytel yodei achas. Rashi lekabel bo kois sheshoys lefnei hamozim. He used to receive the kois of yayin. He washed his hands first as kavod avrocha. Then they went into the dining room, and there they went onto the beds and started to lie down. When you're coming to have past the Suda, usually you use two hands. Now when they want to drink wine a second time, while they're lying down, they have to make another bracha. Because the first bracha did not part of this yayin. Sheino rishin korish afnei hamozen. Sheino b'mokam suda. Even though the Mishnah said if you make a bracha on the yayin before the mozen, it part is the yayin after the mozen, that's only where it's taken. Right before you start to have your suda, you drank wine at that place. But here, first they had the wine in one room. It wasn't the mokam hasuda. Then later they decided to go into the dining room and start eating. That's called the shino like mokam. When they came now into the dining room to lie down to have their second kais, that was called the kais before the mozen. So we spoke that yesterday. That's the yayin of neha mozen. Part is the yayin shleachra mozen. That's only if you have your drink of wine right before the suda. It's in the same room where you're going to have your meal. First you took some yayin like to start you off. Then you sat down to wash. And then later you have wine. Later you don't have to make another brocha. That's how, of course, the first yayin was like the beginning of the meal. Vashenkin here, where the first yayin was in a different room. And later first they came in to make haseibam, you have to make a second bracha. But here it says, echad mebrach lekulam. Shashi dechivam, the seibah hukvol. Since they have haseibah, they're all leaning down, it's called the kriyas. That's like the Gemara. Lahach lishna diyam arav, according to the first lashon arav, that says, lashonu ela pasta boy haseibah. The first lashon arav was very kuludik. Is it only by pass by bread do we have to have a seba that one can make the bracha of everybody? Avu yayin loyboy a seba. Mashen can come with a drink yayin. You don't have to have a seba. So according to that sheet of Rav, kashir reisha, it's shvedar reisha. It says when the orchim first came into the room, everybody made their own bracha. Why? Because they weren't leaning down yet. They have no haseba. But according to Rav, we're saying that you don't need haseba. Even without haseba, yayin, one can be made to the other one. So how come when the first kaisa yayim, everybody had to make their own bracha? Rashi kashi reisha, tiktoni kol echad yechem bracha liatznoi. Everybody had to make their own bracha. Why? Because there wasn't haseba. Aye, Rav says by yayim you do not need haseba. Only pas needs haseba. And the Gemara shani orchim the datayu lemeker. Orchim are different. Orchim we said are not the real people of Bnei Beisai. They're like a niyim, the guest coming here. So they have das to go away. So that's not called the trias at all. So Rashi, Shani Orchim the Tayyul Maker, Soifin the Maker of Alalois Lahosib and Makamacher. They have asked to move to another room to eat, so they're not Kaveyu in this Makam. Shane Zem Makam Amasiba. Elakan Yoshu, this room right now, they're just sitting there, Ashi Konsu Kolakruyim. Until all the people who are invited to the Suda comes. The Derech Palibatim Ashirim, the Derech was the rich people, Hoyu Lezaman the Tudosim Orchim Aniyim. When they made a big suda, they used to invite orchim, poor people there. Lo'ochi kolu orchim, that's why they're called orchim. Mashm, otherwise they shouldn't be called oyavim, they shouldn't be called your friends or your bnei beisai. Why are they called orchim? They were aniyim there. Now, behold, the yom rav, yayin levoy yaseba, when did Rav say before that when you drink yayin with a few people together, one can make the bracha to everybody, el yeshiva ba'alma, that you only have to be sitting. You don't have to be lying down. Shlei b'shat suda koma. Oy b'shat suda b'mokim suda. Either it means shlei b'mokim suda means what you plan to stay in that place, or else you're drinking now b'mokim where you're going to eat. So since you're going to stay in this mokim by yayin, as long as you're sitting down together, that's enough of a seder. But here the shtegel was when the orchim came in, they were in one room first, and they weren't going to stay there. They were going to go into the next room later to eat the suda. So in this first room, the chlal is not called the mokum trias, even sitting down. Therefore here, each one has to make his own bracha. But Rav is talking about where you are kaveya this mokum to drink together. So then you don't have to dafka lie down. It's enough just sitting there. So the Gemara, abalahach lishna. the Yom Rav. But according to the second Lashon, that Rav was very machmir. That Rav said, Rav says, only by past there it helps Haseba, then one can make the bracha of everybody. Avu Yain, when you're just coming to drink Yain together, according to Rav says, it doesn't help. Even when you're lying down together, one can't make the bracha of everybody. Everybody has to make their own bracha. It was a kasha sefer. Here it says clear that when the yain came later, the shas haseibum, one made the bracha of everybody. And the Gemara shani hosam. Here it's different. The migul the kamahanyalei haseibum lapas mahanyalei haseibul yain. Since here it was like in the middle of the meal, so they started to sit down, to lie down, to eat pas together. Now when you're having pas, that is called a trias. So when you're eating pas, that's a choshev achila. That's considered we're all eating together. So, since it's called a tzvias for the bread, that one can make the mitzvah of everybody, and this matzav now is called you being kaveya together. So here around this made the yayin also, one can make the bracha of everybody. He says, when you're not coming to eat bread, you just want to drink yayin, Rav holds that's not called a tzvias. It's not a derech like to drink yayin together. So even though you drink it together, it's not called a tzvias, one can't be mitzvah of the other one. It's only by pas, when you come to eat a sudra, that's called you be kaveya in one makam. So here the Maila was, since you already sat down to eat the Suda, you had a Seba for the past, and that is considered a Kriyas, eating together. So now in the middle of the meal, if they bring Yayin and you have a Seba, one can make the bracha for everybody. So the Mishnah says, if the yain came in the middle of the mazon, the Mishnah said, it's not washing the Mishnah before, bo lehem yain b'teich ha-mazon, kolecha b'yachu b'roch li'atzmai. Then everybody has to make their own bracha. Just achar ha-mazon, then echem b'roch l'kulam. As the Mishnah made a chila, even in a case where you have a seba, they're all lying down, they're eating the suda together. Still, if the yain comes in the middle of the meal, everyone has to make their own bracha. Just if the yain comes after they finished their suda, before they benched, there was a minute to drink yain a second time, or in the Mishnah's case was where they didn't bring yain then. They only brought it at the end of the meal. Then one can make the bracha of everybody. Why does the Mishnah say, in the case where the first time they get the yain is in the middle of the Suda, then the locker is, everybody has to make their own bracha, even though they're Ba'aseba now. And even though you had Rav Sfar before, that since Ba'aseba helps for the past, it's your zich help for the yayin. In the middle of the meal, it's different though. The middle of the meal, everybody has to make their own bracha. Mashenken liachra mozen, if the yayin comes after they finish the eating, before they benched, then echem bracha lekulam. So what's the difference? Is why at the end we say one can make a bracha for everybody, because they're b'haseiba, they have the kriyas here. So even in the middle of the meal, they're also b'haseiba, they're also the kriyas mokum. Why can't one make the bracha for everybody? And the Gemara omalehem, that means your throat, your mouth is not empty. You're in the middle of eating. Since you're in the middle of eating, you can't have das now to think about somebody making a bracha for you. You're busy thinking about what you're eating. Well, some of us say you can't answer amen, because you're in the middle of swallowing, you'll choke. So in the middle of the suda, then we don't have an hogam, one to make the bracha for everybody else, because we're afraid you'll choke. So the eighth reason, everybody has to make their own bracha when they're finished eating. Vashenka, at the end of the Suda, after you finished eating, then it's not a question you'll choke in the middle of eating. Then, since you have a Seba, one can make the bracha for everybody. Zatrashi, Hoyel v'yeng beis abli yaponu. V'yeng leiv ha-mesub v'nel ha-mavorach el avloya. As when you're in the middle of eating, you're not thinking about the person making the bracha for you. You're thinking about eating your food. So you can't have das to be yaitzing with somebody else. Therefore, in the middle of eating, we'll never have one person make a bracha for everybody else. Just when you finish. So Taisa says here, Hoyle being based upon your Panuya, Yesh Meforshim, some hold, Kishoim Savri, Murri, Vehem Manichim Lechok, De Lishmoya Broch, Alana Summing, Sheikh Turim. Some say that in the middle of the Sudri, even if you say Savri, Savri means a Lashon, listen to me. That means everybody stop eating now and listen to me. Then some people say, even in the middle of the Sudam, you could be Maitzi, one person make the yayin for everybody. His only concern is everybody's eating. But if you say Savri, that means listen to me, that means stop eating, then you could make the bracha. So they said, that's not our meaning why now, whenever we make a bracha on Yayin, we always say Savri first, even by Kiddush. Even though we're Kiddush, before we say the bracha, we say Savri. which we don't say brishus. Before we make a moitzi, we say brishus, some people say. Only by yayin do you say savri, because savri means a lashon like stop eating and listen to me. And that's only a question because sometimes in the middle of the Suda they bring wine, and then you want the people to stop eating to listen to you, to make your yayin to make the other people. So it's a minig then to say savri. So every time we make a brach on yayin to make the other people, there's a minig to say savri. Even though by kiddush that swear doesn't apply, because when you're making kiddush, nobody's eating then before reading. So really, before you make the brach, you shouldn't have to say savri. But since the minig is in the middle of the meal, when you want to make people with yayin, we do say savri. So the minig is always to say savri before you make the brach on yayin. But shenkein on pas bread, you never have that question, because bread is always you make the moitzi before you start eating. So there's never a question of saying savri means stop eating and listen to me. So by bread, sometimes they say lashon brishus. Just people should listen to the bracha, you say brishus. But lashon savri that says is only by yayin. And after this time, because sometimes the middle of suda you tell them savri, that means stop eating and listen to me. And then the other place it says that. He says, "Avul tzarich iyan ksas me havdola shano mavilun v'yomdim." So he's also there was such a many people used to make havdola standing up. He says, "Hey, chano poitrim zeh zeh mi yain o mi havdola achri shen anu lo yoshim lo mesudin." So he says, "Yes, it's kash the chur for now gemara. The only time you can might see one the other if we have haseva, or else the zman is there. It's enough sitting down, but not standing up. So how come we make havdola standing up and be might see the bar priyagofin? Either people are not sitting down." There's such a svara. Since you have kavis not listen to the mitzvah of Havdalah, and the same svara applied to Kiddush, so these two things are different. You could be standing up. Habatay shita is lakach nozer taisus v'chayiv lamavdo v'gam l'shaymin. The person that's making the Havdalah, the people listening to Havdalah, sheyashvu b'shas Havdalah. They should sit down b'shas to make an Havdalah. Shaziyah nira kekveya upeiteroisam. Then it's more like a kviyas makam. Like our sugi here. So we might see with the yayin, you have to have a kviyas makam. So in the Gemara's time, it was leaning down. There's none as there, it's enough yeshiva, because that's the way we eat. We only eat sitting down. But Kol Parim Tzai says it's good b'shas Havdalah and Kiddush, you should be sitting down. Right. So the maskana we said though is that we're only knowing usually the moitzi either by Kiddush and Havdalah, or else we're knowing by pas v'lechem mishnah. But of course from that, the meaning is usually not the moitzi one another with brachas. Everybody makes their own bracha. Right. V'hu oimer al amugma. Then the end of the mishnah said that the same person that made the bracha on the borei pri hagafen to the moitzi everybody at the end of the meal, then they used to bench. And there's the bench and they would bring type of spices to smell. So there, one person made the bracha to everybody. Who made the bracha on the mugra, on the smelling spices? The one that made the bracha on the borei pri hagafen. And since he started to do one bracha, to might see everybody, but borei pri hagafen, we let him finish off later and make the bracha on the mugmur of borei minei b'sonim. So Gemara, mi diktani v'hu oimer, since the Mishnah has to say a chiddush, that he is the one to make the bracha of everybody, mechlal dikodet minei. It's a raya that if not for the reason that he already made a borei pri hagafen, if he might see everybody, he did one bracha, if not for that reason that we let him finish off the second bracha, we would give it to somebody else. Because mashma, after they benched, a choshma person came in. So it's nice to be mechavet him, let him make the bracha of everybody. No, there's halacha. Since this person, Reuven, already made a borei pri hagafen, we might see everybody, we let Badaska Ruvain finish off making the bracha on the mugmar. For the Gemara of Amai, so the Mashal takes out this part of the Gemara. The Amai doesn't pass here, but the Svara just is Messiah, we skip this Messiah and the Rav. But it says, Sariya to Rav Talocha. The Yomar Rav Chia Barashi, Yomar Rav, Hanoito Yodov Chila Bachreina, by Mayim Achreinim, if the eighth Yisuda, now the one that washes Mayim Achreinim first, whom is Rumin the bracha? He's the one we let him bench. Why did we let him bench? Okay, since he already started to do something, he did washing Mayim Achreinim first. So since he started to do something first, we let him bench also. So you see there's such a swirl like that. Here also, the Mishnah. That's a machloikis in the Gemara later. We'll see about that in sugyas later. But Rav Chi holds on like that. He holds his advice is a hakdamah to let the one the bench, let him wash Mayim Achreinim first. It starts off like here. Since he washed Mayim Achreinim first, like it took one covet, we already let him make the second covet of benching. That's the right to have a sugi here in the Mishnah. That since this Reuven, at the end of the meal, when they finished eating, they brought Yayin, and he was the one to make the bar for Yagof, and he might see everybody. Then later they benched, and after benching, they brought the psalmim to smell. Since he made the bracha, they might see everybody with the Yayin, we let him finish off and make a second bracha with the bar and the psalmim. That's a ksasvara raya to rav svara. That since you let the person wash my machrenim first, he did one kedima, we let him finish off, do the second kedima of making the bracha samot, the benching. Rav Rabbi Chia, have Yasvi kaima the Rebbe the Sudosa. They were sitting in front of him eating the meal together. Omale Rebbe the Rav, Rebbe told Rav, Kum Masha Yotcha. He told him, get up and wash your hands. So what he meant to tell him was, you wash my machrenim first, I'm giving you this covered, the Mela, you're the one that's going to bench for us. Is Chazia David Komasis. So Rebbe saw Rav, got very scared, he got nervous. Rashi says, because he thought, what did he tell me to wash my hands for? Maybe I did something wrong. Maybe some hands are dirty. That's why he told me to wash my hands. So he got like all insulted. He got all the misses. Omalei, Rabbi Chia, Bar Pachsi, told him, no, Ben Pachsim is Loshin, Bar Gedolim, you're a Choshma person. What Rabbi meant to tell you was, Ayin B'Bechosim is Zayna Kormaloch. He meant to tell you, you wash the hands, you wash my Mekorin first, and the Mela, you'll be the one to be my Ayin B'Bechosim Muslim to bench for us. That's all he meant to say. There's a Raya Nachamol to Rav, that the same one that washes my machreinim first, he's the one to bench. Such Rashi. Hanayta yada tchila b'mayim machreinim, hu mizum l'brichas amazim. Chav yirevi chiyil arav, devi mirsas. Shem roa yodem rechlachos. He got all scared. He told me to wash my hands. Maybe some hands were dirty. Oy shem erachti b'achil yesim dai. Maybe I was eating too much. So he told me, stop eating, wash your hands. Is he answered back? No. Ayin b'b'chosim izayna kom aloch. Why? What's the help, Rav? Well, about the halacha about this, we'll see later on. It's not really about halacha like this. We talk all, like you said, there are no kedimas in washing my machrein. Right. Omar Reb Zera, Omar Rava, Bar Yimia. Name is Sai Mavorach and Avareyach. He's about to mission end it off at the end of the Suda after they benched. There was a minig to bring the psalmim there, and used to make a bracha on the psalmim. So now we'll have a little halacha about what type of bracha we make on different smelling, different psalmim. So Eshvat the Gemara, Me'im Asayim Mavorach and Reyach. When do we make a bracha on Reyach? Now Reyach means that in the Mishnah also, of Mugmar, means they took like smelling wood, and they used to burn it, and the smoke came up and smelled very good. So they used to make the bracha on the smelling on the Reyach. But the Gemara, what point do you make the bracha? And the Gemara, Mishatala Tamrosai, when the smoke starts to come up, even though it didn't get to your nose yet, you didn't smell it yet, when the smoke starts to come up, that's when you make the bracha. Omalei Rav Zeir L'Rova Bar Yimya, V'olai Ko'arach, he didn't smell yet, why should I make the bracha yet? He didn't smell yet. Omalei, Oletaymech, what's so shver? Hamoytzi Lechem Menorah to Mavorach. V'olai Yochal, hey, every bracha hanoz like that. When do we make a Moytzi Lechem Menorah? Before we start eating. Ah, you didn't eat yet. Elo daite lemechel. Now the Teretz says, since you have das teeth, you make the bracha before you have that nor. His ochinami daite laruche. Hey, since you have das to smell, and the smoke started to come up, so you know you smell it soon. That's called right before the hanor. That's the time to make the bracha. So drashi al reyach shel mugmer. That means mugmer means of burning the spices. Tamrosai kitteroshin. The smoke coming up. Shetzlam of the yela. Didn't have a no yet, so why should I make a bracha? The same thing. More pasha, the same until moitzi.
Right. The moitzi, if the wind came along and
see what it was. I mean, it was soft, you got the smell of things, and you don't make the bracha until you bother you to smell it.
You're going to smell.
Yeah. Like it has to be muchen in front of you, just like even a moitzi. We don't make a moitzi or any bracha until it's in your hand. You're ready to eat it. Here also, when the smell is coming off, it's like you're ready to smell it, then you can make the bracha. In your case, the case where it's going to go away, that's different. Shalom. First of the case here, the smell is vadai going to come to your nose. So when you see the smell starting to come up, that's as if you have the apple in your hand, now you can make the bracha. Amar Rabbi Chiya, Brei the Abba, Banachmeni, Amar Rabbi Chizda, Amar Rab, V'yamrilo, Amar Rabbi Chizda, Amar Ziri, Kol ha-mugmaros, mevorchin aleihen, v'rei atzei v'som. Even though it's taka wood, and if you smell wood itself, it smells good. Pshit, you make the bracha atzei b'samin. The other chiddush is you're not smelling the wood. You're putting the wood in fire, and you're smelling the smoke that comes up. So so maybe that's not called atzei b'samim. Kamashkun, still you make the bracha atzei b'samim. Trashim avorchin aleim bury atzei b'samim. The yafa pishin isra, even though you're burning the wood, the yena then elashatim reila, and the smoke is coming up. Still, since this smoke is coming up from the wood, you make the same bracha you would make on the wood, bury atzei b'samim. Chutz mimush, a chutz from the type of b'samim, a perfume of mush, shemin chayu. That mushk is a perfume, it's called musk, that doesn't come from wood, but it comes from a chaya. Trashi chutz mi mushk, mushk balashu min chaya, min areya shachaya. It's from the junk that comes out of the chaya. Some of Farshim learn there's a certain gland that it has in the neck that gives off some type of blood. And from that blood they make the mushk, a perfume. Shmavorchen olav buru min ebisamim. Hey, since this besamim doesn't grow off the ground, so then you make a bracha buru min ebisamim. But the more mesve. Ein mevorchin bury atzei b'samin. We only make a bracha, the special bracha of atzei b'samin el arafasmin shabais rebbe. That means a balsam tree. That means the tree itself, the wood itself, you're smelling. Shabais rebbe means they were rich; they could afford to have the wood itself. We arafasmin shabais keser. We arahadash shabachomokim hadasim bachomokim. It just means that the wood is here in front of you. That's when you make a bury atzei b'samin. But mashmi, if you're going to burn the wood and only smell the smoke that comes up, since that's not the wood itself, you don't make an atzei b'samim. So it's more tiyufta. From this price, the chutz tiyufta. So drashi meitzvei, ein mevorchim bori atzei b'samim el ala fasmin, she'etz atzmoi bo lefneinu, we have the wood in front of us. Shel beis rebim shel beis kesa, nor katani mishum sheinu motzi el beis molochim, o bali gedula. It was very expensive to have the wood itself. So these rich people, they could afford to have it. Veladasha b'chomokim, hu adin l'chol ha'deimulim. She'etz atzmoi mereich, it's Hadassim ladak, any type of a tree that you're smelling the wood, then you make a very atzei b'samim. But lo yisrafu, we're not burning it. Elish dahada shchiyah, or the dibrich hakom bohevi, the chom mokim, or mugmadol lo mevorchin el bari minei b'samim. Now Shenke, now that you're burning the wood, and you're only smelling the reyach that's coming off, the bracha is only bari minei b'samim. For some say, b'olach, we pass in like Rav, like Rav Chizda, that we do make a very atzei b'samim. Omalei Rav Chizdo and Rav Yitzchak. Hai mashcho di afas. It comes out of the fasmin, mai mevorchin alvei. What bracha do you make on this, on the oil that comes out of the balsam tree? Omalei hochi am Rav Yehuda, borei shemen atzeinu. He's here, we don't make a bracha, borei atzei b'samim, we make a special bracha here. Borei shemen atzeinu we hold. The shem that comes from Eretz Yisrael. Omalei bar minei, don't bring the rye from Yehuda. Reb Yehuda, the chaviv ilay Eretz Yisrael. Because Reb Yehuda, to him, was very chaviv Eretz Yisrael. So since this afasman grew in Eretz Yisrael, he held, he had to make a special bracha, borei shemen atzeinu. So to the kuli alma mai, but everybody else, if I said Eretz Yisrael, wasn't that chaviv? Not to a chosha, but it wasn't so such as that to make a new bracha out of it. Mai, or malay hokiyam Reb Yechinin, boyre shemenor. You make a new bracha on this type of oil that comes out of the balsam tree, boyre shemenor. Rashi, mishcha defasimo, my mevorchin areich. What bracha you make on areich? Shemen atzeinu, shoy goda birichoy. Be Hashem hareich chois and nikrash yirichoy. The reason why they called you Richo is because it had a good smell. So more of Maskon Rizla, you make a bracha borei shemen orit, a bracha on the sweet oil. A bracha is brought down, it's only on shmishcha of afasman you make such a bracha. Because afasman is balsam, is a very choshev azach. Here the oil that comes out of it is very choshev. But any other thing, we make the bracha borei atzei b'samim. Since this oil like came out of the tree, the ikar is still the tree that it came from, and the bracha would be borei atzei b'samim. It's only on this oil that comes from a pasmin that the chshiva can make a special bracha borei shemen orit. Omer Rav Ada Bar Abba, hai kishrosa mevorchen alavayo borei atzei b'samim. Kishrosa trashi kosht, another type of wood that smells good. Avo mishcha kvisha, let's say you have oil. That how did you make the shemen smell good? That you put the kosh inside it, like you let this wood soak inside the oil to make the oil smell good? Loi. Then you don't make a bracha atzei b'samim, you only make a bracha bari minei b'samim. Rav Kana amar no afilu mishcha kvisha, also the bracha is bari atzei b'samim.
And since you're soaking this kosh, this water, this wood, in the oil, and the wood is making the oil smell good, when you smell the oil, you have to make a bari atzei b'samin. Avo mishcha tchinaloi. But if you take the wood and chop it up, then you won't have to make a bracha bari atzei b'samin on it. Avo ador yom inol afilo mishna tchina. Even though you chopped up the wood. But since the reason why the shemen smells good is because of the wood, you make a bracha bari atzei b'samin.